I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. Cover crops can help prevent erosion and improve soil nutrients by living on the land between harvest and planting season. But they'll cost a farmer in time and seeds, and the benefits can be a long time off. Tom Casper is a plant physiologist at the National Lab for Agriculture and the Environment. He spoke with Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer about where cover crops make the most sense.
If an astute farmer were wanting to get as much information as possible before deciding whether to make the effort, what sorts of details would they want to look at in their soil?
Yeah, that's kind of a hard question. Certainly areas that are susceptible to erosion are going to be the big things that cover crops would immediately come to mind. I know farmers in western Iowa in the Luss Hills, sloping land, not all farmers are interested, but the ones, you know, there are those out there that said, yeah, if I'm going to farm these slopes, I need to do something like that. So that's probably the first thing that comes to mind. Soils that are low in organic matter, I'd certainly consider it for something like that. It tends to be those farmers that are concerned about long-term protecting and improving their land. I know farmers that I've talked to that said, you know, they felt that their land was not that good to begin with and that they had to do something like that to improve it. I guess another group that would really benefit from cover crops are those that are applying manure. Because a lot of the manure is applied in the fall. The benefit of cover crops is that manure applied in the fall, a lot of those nitrogen's available to be taken up, but it's also available to be lost. And by having those plants there, you maintain that, get more benefit from the manure. Cover crops grow faster, better. It's just a kind of a win-win, you know, situation from that perspective.
And the more nutrients you're able to keep on your soil from the manure, the less fertilizer you're going to have to use later, right?
That's right. You know, manure, it has more organic forms of nitrogen. Those cycle through the soil over time. It's more difficult to predict. The cover crop acts as kind of a buffer on that system to prevent them from being lost, make them more available during the time when the main crop plants need them.
Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer talked to Tom Casper in Ames, Iowa. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.